to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 104.1.
104.1.
You can call or text us here in the studio, 617-931-1234. We want to find out what you did this past weekend. Again, 617-931-1234. Kennedy, I know you didn't have a lot planned for the weekend.
I didn't do a thing. I took a knee this weekend.
Nothing wrong with that.
And So to the people who reached out and tried to get me out of the house, I appreciate you, but it wasn't happening.
That's
but
all right.
We are renewed today.
Yes.
We're not feeling sorry for ourselves anymore, and we are moving along.
All DoorDash and Netflix all weekend.
Oh, Daniel.
Nothing wrong with
Talk
that.
Talk to me. What did we do?
Seriously, I ate Taco Bell.
Oh.
It was so good.
I love Taco Bell.
I mean, it's not as good as it used to be, I'm not going to lie. But it was so good. Give me that Baja Blast.
Mm. What'd you watch on TV?
What did I watch? Oh, I watched the new Descendants movie on the Disney Channel, and then I watched the other three that were before it.
Of course you have to.
So that's what I did.
Had to refresh
made me feel
yourself
better.
On all of them.
They're just good.
I didn't know there was a new Descendants
there
movie.
There is.
You have my attention.
The Rise of Red.
All right, I'm in.
See it.
We spent all weekend in and around Providence, Rhode Island
Bless
for Barrett's
hearts.
Ocean State Showdown.
Yay. Ocean State Showdown.
Sunday.
So much lacrosse. Stick season.
Saturday was wild because it all of our games were early, and it just rained the entire time.
I'm so sorry.
I mean,
you sent us a picture, and it did not look
flat
fun.
Out rain for 5 hours straight. And they won all three games, and it was awesome, and they played great. And then the weather cleared for Sunday, and for some reason, I guess we can't play unless it's raining. And so we lost in the semifinals.
That's where you thrive.
Yeah. The one cool thing was, though, because we got done so early on Saturday, we stayed in downtown Providence, so we became tourists. I grabbed my camera, and three of us.
It's so fun. I love it there.
Yeah, so, Providence is awesome.
So we did the gondola ride down
How
the
was
river.
It?
It was actually pretty cool. So I guess the time to do it is during like fire week where they have
firewater. It's called
firewater. It's called
So
the firewater wasn't happening. Apparently, you have to get in like a year ahead of time to be able to get a gondola.
Yes.
They do it a few times over the summer.
Yes.
It's cool. I've been there.
And then it was kind of nice. Our hotel had free shuttles if you set it up. So it took us, we went over to Federal Hill. We had Italian dinner at Massimo. They pick you up, they drop you off.
So good.
And it was restaurant week.
Even better.
Yeah. So we had the prefix meal and we went with another family and we sat there. We had a great meal, although the attempted assassination of Donald Trump happened just as our meal was beginning, so that kind of changed the vibe a little bit because we're all trying to like find out what happened, did it really happen, trying to read the news, trying to, and then having discussions of all of this stuff. So it did.
That's why I just watched Roku all weekend. I didn't even know it until you texted us.
Oh, you didn't?
Nope.
Oh, so I was the one that told you?
I have all my notifications off. I needed a break.
Right. No, I get
but
it.
Yeah, you're the one that told me.
Uh-huh. I get it. So, yeah, it was definitely changed the tone of dinner.
Just a wee bit.
Just a wee bit, yeah. Let's see. I have, I think, Lynn from Londonderry. It was a birthday weekend. Is that right?
Oh, let's go.
Yes, it was. My birthday was on Friday. I turned the big 5'9".
Get it. Hey, just a number. How do you feel? You feel good, don't you? You look good.
Yes,
let's go.
Yes, I do. Thank you. And my boyfriend, every year he surprises me with something different. Last year we went ziplining in the White Mountains. This year he decided to take me K1, what do you call them? See, I already forgot. See, I got to mention now.
Is it F1? Is it like go-karts?
Go-karts, yes, but they're electric go-karts inside, and it was in Wilmington. It was the coolest thing ever.
I used to live in Wilmington. I've been to that K1. It's fun.
Is it fun?
It's called K1?
Yeah, it's K1.
They crank. They go like over 45 miles an hour.
Oh, I was sore the next day after doing that. There's a lot of figure eights.
I got to get up there.
It's cool, Kennedy.
I kept getting flagged because I kept hitting the wall. I kept hitting the wall. He hurt at the corner.
Robin's
like
great.
Yeah, like Mario
Kart. It was fun because he rented out. We had the couple races to ourselves, so it was cool. Every year he tries to up himself. So I mean, next year I don't. And one year he rented out a lighthouse for the two of us in Newburyport. So every year he's always trying to change it up. He's very scared.
What's his name?
Yeah. John,
get you a John in your life. Get
you out a lighthouse. What's he going to do for your 60th?
I know, right? All right. Well, thank you, and hope you enjoyed that. That sounds like it was a lot of fun.
Yes.
Steve is from Needham, and he's got a lot of emotion happening over the weekend with his daughter. Now, how old is your daughter, Steve?
She's 10 years old.
Okay, and tell everybody what she's doing.
She took her first solo flight as an unaccompanied minor to Puerto Rico to visit her grandparents for 3 weeks.
Well, that's the coolest thing I've ever heard.
Unless you're the parent staying behind and you got to stand there and watch that plane take off.
How you feeling, Papa?
That's right. Yeah, I didn't even get to be there to send her off because they only allow one parent back. So I was waiting at home until my wife said, okay, she's off, come pick me up. So.
Oh, buddy.
Dad life.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
And how many times have you tried to call or text her since she left?
Too many to count, but she actually responding, so that's good.
It's gonna be an amazing experience, right? Yeah.
3 weeks in Puerto Rico, it's gonna be, I would like to be your child.
With grandma, let's go.
She's going to have a wonderful time. That's core memory stuff.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Well, we're sending you lots of loves.
Thank you so much.
All right, talk to you later. Paula is from Hyde Park, and you went up to Maine. Where did you go?
Well, not to Maine. We drove up to Lewiston, New York, near Buffalo.
Oh, I thought it was Lewiston, Maine. Okay.
Oh, no. Our son, he told like over 8 hours. He became a professional dancer, and he had his very first professional dance performance. So we drove up to surprise him.
Like ballroom dancing or?
No, modern. Modern. The John Lear Dance Company. Yeah.
Well,
so they were based out of Buffalo. Thank you. They're based out of Buffalo, and so he goes back every year, performs back in his community. And so this was his very first professional dance performance. So we did that.
What did you say?
And then we drove.
The first time your son said, hey, Mom, I want to be a professional dancer.
I'm like, you do whatever you want to do, boo.
That's it.
My dad would be like, you better be a professional rent payer. Dancing.
Professional means getting paid, Daniel.
Exactly. I will say, it does not pay a lot, and he's in New York, so he's doing a couple other things.
Yeah,
but
he's got a couple of side hustles,
I said,
I'm sure.
If you can't go to work and not love what you do every morning, then you need to get a new job. And so we've always said, this is not something, if this is something you want to do, then just do that and we'll help make it happen. So,
what is your son's name, Paula?
His name is James. We also drove down to Geneva, New York, where our son-in-law was in a half Ironman. And we surprised him on his last mile.
Look at you. Surprising everybody.
So we were just surprising. Yes, right. It was a very nice weekend. I was very happy.
A lot of miles on the car.
It made 8 hours.
Yeah, it's a lot of miles in the car, too. All right, 617-931-1234. I love these stories. Love to hear what you guys did over the weekend. Again, 617-931-1234. You can call or text that number. We'll find out what producer Dan did coming up next on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.